So the famous question, are you allowed to use electricity for your Havdalah candle? A lot of times this happens in hospitals. This happened to me when my last child was born and it was in the hospital for Shabbos, and now it's Matzei Shabbos. Can you use the electricity? They give you those little candles. Can you use them for Havdalah? So the first question is, well, why do we have a candle at all for Havdalah? So Shulchan Aruch says the reason why we have a Havdalah candle is because, it says right here, Mevarech al haner b'rei merei esh. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because Esh was created on Matzei Shabbos, so therefore, reminiscent of that Esh that was created, so therefore we have the candle to remind us of such an creation. Fine. And again, if you don't have one, then Shulchan Aruch says, Ve'enu tzarech lach zrachrav. If you have no candle, then you don't have to go running around to find the candle. But let's say you don't have a candle, but you have electricity. So does that count? So to answer that question, you have to turn the Mishnah Berurah, turn Shulchan Aruch one page. It says, Mitzvah min ha-muvchar levarech al avuka. Ideally, we use a torch. So Mishnah Berurah explains, what's the significance of using a torch? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, we want it to be to Ora Rav. We want it to have a large light, and therefore, v'tov v'hadishu shel shaiva. Ideally, you should use a wax candle, because a wax candle is very bright, as opposed to, I guess, oil. It doesn't shine as nicely, but the question is, are electricity, you know, most shuls, and the electricity is much stronger light than a candle. So can you use electricity? So what do you think? Yes? No? Maybe?
Well, the electricity, there's different methods.
Excellent. So definitely you cannot use an LED and a fluorescent. We're not talking about that. But let's say an incandescent. I don't know. Are these incandescent or these? No? Okay, fine. So if there is a fluorescent. So if that's the case, so you need, you know, the old-fashioned type. The type that you have in most houses, a filament. Exactly, with the filament. You know, the ones that they give out at the hospital, usually there's a little two lights that they give you. These small lights, those are definitely a filament, so they're definitely not, they're incandescent. So can you use those lights for Havdalah? Yes or no?
Well, if you can't use them for Shabbos because there's Isser of H, then you would say that they should be okay for...
So many Svarim bring down from Reb Chaim Moser Grudzinski and from Reb Chaim Brisker the same idea, that they used to specifically use electricity. This is just when I guess electricity was coming to become much more popular, but they would use specifically an electric candle for Havdalah. Why? To show you exactly your point. That if they that some people thought, well, electricity, I could turn on electricity on Shabbos. It's not really a fire. It's not an ash. It's not really something which is usher on Shabbos. So therefore, they specifically use it as a Havdalah candle to show you, no, it's usher to use on Shabbos. But that question is, can you extrapolate from that to nowadays? Maybe they only used it because it was just when electricity was becoming popular. Now everyone except for, you know, your two-year-old knows you're not allowed to turn on a light on Shabbos. You know that electricity is usher on Shabbos. So do we still have that same heter of Reb Chaim Ozer and Reb Chaim Brisker that they would use a Havdalah candle on electricity? Yes or no?
They
bedavka use it. It's brought down many Sfarim. Exactly. To show that it's an ash, it's an usher thing on Shabbos. Therefore, they would specifically use it even when they had, I don't know if it was every week, but they used it when they had opportunities still to use a regular candle. They would use electricity. But again, this is talking about 70, 100 years ago, whatever it was already. So we're talking about a time when electricity was just becoming popular. But now, when we know electricity is usher, does that same heter apply? So it comes along Rabbi Avad Yosef, and for the Sfarim in the room, you may have a bigger problem than the Ashkenazim, and he says that no, you have a problem, and you should not make Havdalah on a electricity. And what's the reason? Because there's another halacha that you're not supposed to make Havdalah on a candle which is in a glass cover, which is in a box. It's sort of covered. So electricity, you know, in the filament is covered by an outer part. So therefore, it's basically the same problem as this, what the Yerushalmi talks about, a panis, or other types of things that the Yerushalmi talks about. You shouldn't use it. Says Rav Avadia, how can you use it? Now, I know there's going to be some smart guy over here who's going to tell me, oh, it's different. When you take a flame and you cover it with glass, that's not the normal way to have a flame. Normally, a flame is exposed when you cover it with the glass, so the glass makes the flame worse. But electricity, it was built that way. The way that that it's supposed to use a light is with the cover. So maybe that's better. Says Rabbi Vadi, he says, I know that issue. He says, but you can't start comparing things. You're going to make a bracha because you have a start svara. You have a smart idea to distinguish. He says, no bracha, suffik bracha, slahako. Rabbi Vadi seems to say that even if you don't have any other option, you're in a hotel or in a hospital, therefore you should not make a bracha on a ner chashmal, and that's how Rabbi Vadi concludes. Similarly, Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank, who's again before Rabbi Vadi, he says that you have a separate problem. He says, an incandescent bulb is not a fire. You're making bore, ma'ore, ha'esh. It's not esh. What he calls it, is mateches mechomemes hame'ira. Translate that, it's like a metal, illuminated metal, which is, glowing. Thank you, a glowing metal. That's not fire. So you're going to say bore, ma'ore, ha'esh? Doesn't make any sense. So Tzvi Pesach Frank also said you shouldn't make a Havdalah on a Ner Chashmal. However, almost all the other poskim say you should. And especially, how are you going to tell me, oh, well, what about I can't see the fire? It's covered with a glass. So it depends what flame. If it's an incandescent fire that you could see through the glass covering, most of the bulbs you could see through, you could actually see, don't stare too hard, it's going to hurt your eyes, but if you look through it, you could see the filament through the cover. So therefore they want to distinguish, they say if it's a cover, the electricity has it, that the cover, you could see through the cover, you could see the actual filament, you could see the spark inside, or whatever it is, you could see the electricity inside, then it's okay to make a Havdalah on that. But if it's, I guess, a really dark bulb, or it's a very thick, frosted out covering, then they're mechalik, you shouldn't make a bracha on that. That's what Rishar and Mitzion and Bahalacha brings down between of numerous Sfarim. He says that as well.
Friday night?
Oh, Friday night, you need to hold over 10 minutes. You gotta give me a hold over 10 minutes. Because there you're dealing with other issues. You're dealing with Shalom Bayis issues about having a lit light on. Then there's two dinim and candle lighting. So maybe another week we'll do a whole separate one on that. Okay. But final Halacha Maisa. So Rivo Sefraim says what everyone here is thinking. You know the answer. The answer is when it comes to a big machlokas and poskim, it boils down to this. Now with Chachila, it's better to use in there. Over Ein Lo, if you don't have one, you talk and it makes sense. Sheish Lismoch Al Mekilin Mavarech Bori Mori Eish Al Eish Chashmal. So, but if you're in a hospital situation, so what do? You make it on electricity and you can make a bracha. The final issue, just to end with this last point, where it really comes up on, okay, you're thinking, how often am I in a hospital or in a hotel? You prepare ahead. I don't know, you do it quietly. I don't you didn't hear that from me. Yeah, you make a candle. Probably shouldn't do that either. Depends if it's a hotel versus a hospital, maybe. But you get into those are once-in-a-while situations. But where does it apply every single week? I don't know if this happens in your house. But in my house, there's always a big fight who gets to turn off all the lights. And my kids like to make my whole house pitch black. Now, me being, scary puss, so I always tell them, at least leave some lights on so you don't crack your neck, walking to after Havdalah is over. But the question is, do you have to turn off all your lights? Now, if you think about it, really, my kids are right. Of course you have to turn off your light. If you're saying, Borei Maria Eish, you're getting Hanah from the fire. So what Hanah are you getting when their lights are on? Comes along the Munkach Rebbe years ago, and he used to, when he had these huge tishes, I guess, and they made Havdalah, he didn't bother turning off the lights. And the svara that the Shar Mitzion and Balacha seems to understand, I don't know if this is his svara, or the Shar Mitzion and Balacha's understanding of that minog, was because of this way, even though if people don't actually benefit from the candle itself, they're benefiting from the electricity. So therefore, you could say Borei Maria Eish, and even if you don't put your fingernails right up to the fire, you're benefiting from the electricity, and the electricity itself can serve as a ner, at least in a bidyavit situation, and that's why they didn't bother turning off all the lights. Next time your kids try to turn off all the lights in your house, you could say, no, leave it on, and you don't have to worry, I'm still getting hanah from this. At least bidyavit, I'm getting hanah from the electricity as well.
Right.